Shabbat Israel, come in Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
They are your Israel, Israel.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today, The Death of Akiba, by Morton Wishengrad, commemorates the Scholars' Festival of Lag BaOmer, which is associated with the great sage Akiba ben Joseph.
Let the prisoner rise.
The prisoner will rise and face the court.
I, Tinius Rufus, governor of Judea, by the power vested in me by Hadrian, Caesar of the Roman Empire, do pronounce sentence on you, Rabbi Akiba ben Joseph, elder of the Sanhedrin of Israel.
Prisoner, are you ready to hear the sentence?
I am.
It is my sentence, Akiba ben Joseph, that you be flayed and that you be scourged until you are dead.
Does the prisoner know any reason why the sentence of this court should not be executed?
I do not question the sentence of the court.
Have you anything you wish to say, Akiba? Some final word?
Thank you, Tinius Rufus. Yes, I have a final word I wish to say.
You may proceed.
An old man with a sound of eternity in his ears, speaking a final word. It is strange. On my lips there is praise of God. In your hands there is a sword. My lips and your hands. Why do you slay me? It is a question, not an entreaty. Is it for what I have done? I have done nothing except to study the law of God. Is it for what I have taught? I have taught that the worship of God is an expression of love and justice. Did that offend you, Tinius Rufus? Yet you were offended. We sat at the academy of Yabne, the elders of Judea, studying, handing down the oral law of Israel. And we were content, despite the presence of the Roman legions in our land. But you were not content. No, I remember when it began. That night we slumbered. We were at peace. Then the horsemen came, and the sleepers were wakened.
Master, wake up. Everyone, the time for sleeping is done. Awaken.
What is it, Simeon?
Hurry, Master. Summon the elders, the disciples.
What's wrong?
Judah and I, we come from Caesarea.
Wait, I shall come.
Hurry, Rabbi Akiba.
Joshua Agassi, quickly, a candle. Rouse the academy.
Elders of Israel, awaken. Evil tidings from Caesarea. We meet now by moonlight.
We are all gathered. Simeon ben Yohai, what is the news from Caesarea?
Master, instruct us.
It is for you to instruct us, Simeon. We are listening.
The sages of Israel, yesterday in Caesarea, Tinius Rufus issued a new proclamation. From this day, the covenant of Abraham is denied to our newborn sons. Circumcision is forbidden.
Tineus Rufus will be made to see that he wrongs us.
Wait, that is not all. Observance of the Sabbath is forbidden, and all the festivals.
Masters, instruct us. What shall be done?
Rabbi Ishmael, do you wish to speak?
Yes, Rabbi Akiva. How long? How much longer? Is this the first affront? Is this the tenth affront? How long do we abide in the land and remain slaves to the Caesars?
The commandment is for peace, Ishmael. Your counsel is for war.
And why not?
No, Ishmael. I am ready to die for the Torah, but do not ask us to kill for the Torah.
Joshua, will you transgress the law of the Sabbath?
You know I will not. I will keep the Sabbath.
They will kill you for it.
If God so wills, I shall be killed.
Before God, are you craven? Have you courage only to endure, only to submit, only to yield? Is there no courage to defend? Judaism no longer needs martyrs. It needs soldiers.
Ishmael, you are overwrought. It is for us to love peace and to pursue peace. What hope is there for the world when scholars plead for war? We are men of learning, the last stronghold of reason and intellect. Shall we confess our lives a failure?
If we vanquish the enemy, we are not a failure.
Ishmael, when the dead lie unburied in the open pit, who is the victor and who is the vanquished?
It does not matter. If we die, we shall not die alone.
Ishmael, you forget so soon. Thou shalt not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord, and ye shall keep my statutes.
I will not listen, Akiba. Do what you wish. I go to the hills. I join Simeon Bar Kokhba.
To make rebellion, Rabbi Ishmael?
To make war, Joshua. Akiba, do you come?
No.
Then you will stay and rot here.
No, not that either. I must go to Tineus Rufus. I will explain that we are of peaceful intent. He will understand, and he will alter his attitude toward us and treat us with reason. I came to you, Tineus Rufus. Do you remember? Yes, I came to you and I said that the world was ruled by kindness, and that the merit of man consisted in the multitude of good deeds. You nodded your head, Tineus Rufus. Why did you nod your head? I believed you then to be a man like other men. It was wrong of you to deceive me. You spoke so gently and so honorably. Was it to mock me, Tineus Rufus? Your smile was amiable. You took my hand. We spoke. You asked the question. Do you remember, Tineus Rufus? Do you remember the question you asked?
A very apt reply, Rabbi Akiba. Tell me, why does your people place so much emphasis on charity?
What are the gifts we can make to God? Charity to the poor.
But you are not giving to your God. You give to the poor.
He that is gracious to the poor lendeth to the Lord.
I don't understand your God. I like a God I can see. Like this one. Now that's a handsome God.
I see only an idol made of wood.
He is good enough. If your God is so powerful, why doesn't he come down and smash these idols?
Tineus Rufus, what other gods do you worship?
You evade my question.
No. What other gods do you worship?
The sun, the moon, the planets, the stars? Why do you ask, Akiba?
Don't you see? If the only idols worshipped were things of clay or wood, God might destroy them. But you worship the sun and the stars. Shall God destroy his entire world because some men are foolish?
Rabbi Akiba, I have met many sages of Israel. But you are the most learned and the most humble. Be proud, Rabbi Akiba. I don't believe in false modesty.
Tineus Rufus.
Yes?
Out there, lying in the road, what do you see?
Nothing but a dead cat. Run over by a chariot, no doubt. I'll see that the carcass is removed.
Tineus Rufus, he who glories in the knowledge of the law is like to the carcass of an animal which lies in the road. It attracts the attention of all that is true. But whoever passes by puts his hand to his nose and turns away.
And are you a live cat, Rabbi Akiba? And I a mouse? Better stop playing. What do you want?
I see I have misjudged you, Tinius Rufus.
I have not misjudged you. What do you want?
I have not dissimulated. I want what I told you I want. I have believed that you understood.
Power is the only thing I understand. My laws remain, do you hear?
You will force our people into rebellion.
Exactly. And we will know how to take care of them. Especially this rebel Bar Kokhba.
It was stupid of me not to see that, wasn't it?
Very stupid. Do you still want to talk to me about the law of kindness and charity and your God?
No, Tinius Rufus, not to you. The Emperor Hadrian has come to Antioch. Perhaps he will listen.
My dear Rabbi Akiba, there's nothing I detest quite so much as a fool. I shall have to admonish Tinius Rufus.
Thank you, Caesar.
Oh, don't misunderstand my motives. I'm not concerned with what you call justice. I want to maintain the Roman Empire. You don't maintain an empire by antagonizing your subjects.
You are very wise, Caesar.
Thank you, Rabbi. My friend, I noticed on my tour of inspection that Jerusalem was completely laid waste. I shall have it rebuilt.
Caesar. He who gives delight to his fellow creatures also gives delight to God.
Very nice. My respects to your God. Oh, yes. Your temple, the one Titus destroyed. The simpleton. We shall rebuild it for you.
Blessed art thou, Lord, who has brought me to this day.
Come, come, Rabbi Akiba, don't anticipate. I shall have the temple rebuilt to Jupiter, naturally.
Caesar, you do not know what you are saying.
You'll get used to it. It's a fine gift.
A poisoned gift, Caesar.
Of curious people. I promised to rebuild Jerusalem. Isn't that enough?
Do not defile our holy sanctuary.
Curious. You're more concerned about your theology than your bread.
I plead with you, Caesar. If Jupiter's placed on Mount Moriah, blood will be shed.
Let's not discuss it, Rabbi. I like the idea.
Caesar, I entreat you. Do not desecrate our holiest symbol. Blood will be shed over it.
Whose blood, my friend? Isn't that the question?
By Ishmael, do you ride to the hills with me?
I am ready, Bar Kokhba.
Here's your mount. There's no time to lose.
Akiba ben Joseph, bless me before I go.
You bless me by your going, Rabbi Ishmael.
I hope so. It is not easy for me to take up arms. All my life I have studied and preached for peace. Now there is an end of scholarship.
No, Ishmael, there is no end. What is a scholar of Israel but a warrior armed with the law of justice? God go with you, Ishmael.
Master, do you have a blessing for me?
I am dry with age, Bar Kokhba, and my hands are infirm. But let me touch your standard. There shall step forth a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite through the corners of Moab, and break down all the corners of Seth.
Thank you, Akiba ben Joseph.
Goodbye, Akiba. Bar Kokhba, I am ready.
That was your victory, Tinius Rufus. They rode forth to battle, and they did not return. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart, and godly men are taken away. How many did your legions slaughter in 3 years, O governor of Judea? How many women and how many children? How many thousands did you enslave? How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? And even this was not enough for you.
Summon Rabbi Akiba.
Rabbi Akiba ben Joseph?
You summoned me, Governor of Judea. I'm here.
No greeting, Rabbi?
What do you want?
I expect a greeting, my friend.
Tinius Rufus, what do you want of me?
I respect your age, Rabbi. I shall overlook this discourtesy.
I ask you once more, what do you want?
Not too much discourtesy, Rabbi. I'm an impatient man. This is what I want. Read it.
You cannot do anything more to us. What is there to read?
Still stubborn. I shall read this to you. My proclamation.
Don't read it. Tell me what's in it.
Very well. A rebellious people must be punished. What have you left, Rabbi?
Nothing. Our festivals are prohibited. The Sabbath observance is forbidden. Our ceremonials are proscribed. Between Passover and Shavuot, 24,000 of my own students and disciples have been slaughtered. All we have left is the Torah.
Rabbi, now you have nothing left. I forbid the study of the law of Moses. Your Torah is shut tight, not to be opened. Be sure you understand me, Akiba ben Joseph. The penalty for violation of this order is death.
What are you waiting for? We are scholars. Let us study the law.
Will you instruct us, Master?
Yes. Joshua Hagasi, will you begin?
The penalty for study is death.
Scholars of Israel, I ask you to begin.
Akiba ben Joseph, we do not fear for ourselves.
Do you fear for me? I answer you with a parable. The fox came to the river bank and said to the fishes, "The fishermen are spreading their nets. Come to the dry land, then you will be safe." But the fishes replied, "If in the water, which is our element, we are in danger, what will happen to us on the dry land, which is not our element?" Scholars, if there is no safety for us in the Torah, which is our home, how can we find safety elsewhere? Let us disdain secrecy. It is unworthy of us. Joshua Hagasi, I ask you to begin. Be composed, my sons.
Akiba ben Joseph, there is still time for you to flee.
It is better to die at once than to flee from study.
Instruct us, Master.
Hear me closely. The world is judged with mercy. The shop is open. The hand writes. Whosoever desires may come and borrow. But the collectors make their appointed rounds, and the payment cannot be evaded. The warrant is there. Judgment is correct. And everything is prepared for the feast.
Akiba ben Joseph.
Yes, Captain.
I place you under arrest.
I am done, Tinius Rufus.
Once again, Akiba ben Joseph, I pronounce sentence. You will be taken to your dungeon. At dawn tomorrow, you will be led forth and flayed and scourged until you are dead. Let the prisoner be removed. Keeper Ben Joseph,
Is it time, Tinius Rufus?
Not yet.
And why have you come?
I cannot sleep.
Strange. I was asleep.
Perhaps it is not strange. Old man, if you had been born in Rome, you could have been my father. I would have been proud of such a father.
Thank you, my son.
You call me that?
If you were my age, I should call you brother. Did not he that made me in the womb make you? And did not one fashion us in the womb?
Akiba Ben Joseph, I come to offer you a pardon, if you recant.
Pardon is for criminals, Tinius Rufus. It is I who should pardon you. I pardon you now.
Save your life, Akiba Ben Joseph.
No, Tinius Rufus. For the sins you have committed against me, I forgive you. But for your sins against God, only God can forgive you.
You are accursed, Akiba Ben Joseph. Your people is accursed.
Then let me be of the cursed, not he who curses. Let me be of them that are persecuted, not of them that persecute.
You will not change your mind?
No, Tinius Rufus. You have come in kindness. I shall ask you then for one small thing.
Whatever it is, Akiba Ben Joseph, ask it.
Let Joshua Hagasi stand by my side tomorrow.
Nothing more?
No. Nothing more.
Very well. He shall stand by your side tomorrow. Is it done yet?
No.
You're so old. Why does it take so long?
I don't know.
Do you feel a pulse?
Yes.
Call me when the end comes.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
Akiba. Do you hear me, Akiba Ben Joseph?
I hear you.
Give it up. Are you insensible to pain? Why don't you die?
All my life, Tinius Rufus, I have been waiting for the moment when I might truly fulfill the commandment. I have always loved the Lord with all my might and with all my heart. Now I know that I love him with all my life. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Tinius Rufus.
Yes.
Come away.
No. Not yet. I must wait.
You have your victory. Can you not see? Akiba Ben Joseph is dead.
A copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Mordecai M. Kaplan, Professor of Philosophies of Religion of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Dr. Kaplan.
The Roman Emperor Hadrian in the second century was as determined to destroy the Jewish people and their religion as was the German Führer Hitler in the 20th. Both failed, but not without first having bled the Jewish people white and having bathed in rivers of Jewish blood. The 18 centuries between Hadrian and Hitler have been for the Jewish people centuries of unceasing struggle to live, despite relentless persecution and cruel degradation. Yet those centuries have not in the least abated the vitality of the Jewish people or its recuperative powers. The very devastation of European Jewry during the Second World War precipitated the establishment of the State of Israel, where before long, Jewish culture and religion will experience an unprecedented revival. Likewise, in the countries outside Israel, there are myriads of Jews who will not permit the blood of their 6 million martyred brethren to have been shed in vain. The memory of that martyrdom will act as a blood transfusion to invigorate them in their efforts to give Jewish peoplehood and Jewish faith a new lease on life. To what, you will ask, do Jews owe this remarkable vitality and recuperative power? The parable of the fishes in the broadcast to which you have just listened gives the answer. The reliance upon the Torah as the only source of safety has kept the Jewish people alive to this day. That conviction is voiced in the 119th Psalm, which is a paean of thanksgiving to God for his having given the Torah to Israel. I myself have recently seen one of the verses in that psalm as a motto on the title page of a new edition of the Talmud, which was published in a German concentration camp only a few weeks after the arrival of the American army. That verse reads as follows: "They nearly made an end of me, but I would not give up thy laws." From that motto, we learn the secret of the Jewish people's power of survival and endurance. Through loyalty to the Torah, the Jewish people has striven to contribute its share toward the redemption of mankind from all forms of inhumanity and toward the establishment of God's kingdom on earth.
Thank you, Dr. Kaplan. Eternal Light drama today was The Death of Akiba by Morton Wishengrad, which commemorates the Scholars' Festival of Lag BaOmer, which is associated with the great sage Akiba Ben Joseph. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. Cantor David Putman sang the liturgical music. Featured as Akiba was Peter Capel, and as Tinius Rufus, Santos Ortega. The production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations.